Like many second-term U.S. presidents, Donald Trump has devoted a fair amount of time to foreign affairs, specifically sending envoys to negotiate deals in hopes of ending wars. He also relishes presiding over ceremonial signings of U.S. brokered agreements, as he did on Thursday with the leaders of Rwanda and the Democratic Republic of Congo. Today, Ned Temko draws parallels between the original practitioner of shuttle diplomacy, Henry Kissinger, and the Trumpian version. But, Ned notes, there's a key difference. Kissingerian diplomacy was a marathon, not a sprint. It's Friday, December 5th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning. I'm Linda Feldman. First, our curation of news briefs from our staff writers around the world. Many of these are developing stories. Find the latest updates at csmonitor.com/newsbriefs. The New York Times sued the Pentagon Thursday, arguing that restrictive new policies for journalists violate First Amendment rights. The paper is asking for a court order to stop enforcement, along with a declaration that the provisions are unlawful. The policy aims to close areas of the Pentagon that have historically been open to journalists, according to the lawsuit, and prevent them from reporting without fear about U.S. military actions undertaken on behalf of U.S. taxpayers. The European Union is investing 3 billion euros, or $3.5 billion, to safeguard its supply of critical minerals and rare earths and reduce its reliance on China. The project includes a new center to coordinate stocks and purchasing of raw materials, in a bid to protect European industry from geopolitical and price shocks. China produces more than two-thirds of the world's rare earths and imposed new export controls in October. Industries from defense to aerospace rely on these minerals. Also, Indian astronomers spotted a galaxy from the early days of the universe 12 billion years ago. Most galaxies from that time look irregular and chaotic, but this one seemed remarkably similar to our galaxy, PhD researcher Rashi Jain said. She found it while combing through images from the James Webb Space Telescope, which effectively peers back in time by looking billions of light years away. The find suggests the universe was more sophisticated earlier on than scientists knew. Now, today's Monitor stories. As always, you can go to csmonitor.com for our latest news. As U.S. and Russian negotiators met, and European leaders scrambled to make a peace deal palatable to Kyiv, Ukrainians were, uncomfortably, bystanders to talks over their future. But their view is firm: yes to compromise, no to capitulation. Howard LaFranchi reports from Kyiv for The Monitor. For 90 years, the Supreme Court has restricted the president's ability to fire heads of independent federal agencies. The court, which takes up a case on the subject Monday, has hinted it might agree with President Trump's argument to overturn that precedent. Henry Gass reports for The Monitor. Donald Trump's bursts of shuttle diplomacy to resolve international conflicts recall an earlier practitioner of the art, Henry Kissinger. But he treated negotiations as a marathon. Mr. Trump tries to sprint to success. That has significant consequences. Ned Temko reports from London for The Monitor. Finding and keeping educators for America's youngest learners can be a challenge. In San Francisco, an apprenticeship model is boosting teaching ranks while also improving access to childcare. Contributor Nirvi Shah reports from San Francisco for The Monitor. A retro video game has become an unlikely source of national pride in Pakistan, where a thriving arcade culture encourages collaboration and produces some of the strongest Tekken players in the world as a result. Contributor Hassan Ali reports from Lahore, Pakistan for The Monitor. Now, commentary from the Monitor's editorial board on financial fluency in the cradle. A global survey 2 years ago found that 84% of people understood the definition of inflation. Only 42%, or half as many, understood compound interest, or the accumulated earnings from interest on savings and investments. This month, the United States offered initial details on a new program passed by Congress this year that could help Americans enhance their financial fluency on that key aspect of free enterprise. Starting next July, parents of newborns through 2028 will be eligible to receive $1,000 as seed money for an investment account. Additional funds can be added by family members, donors, or employers. Once a child reaches age 18, this cradle-to-diploma money, compounded in government-regulated mutual funds or index funds, can be tapped to pay school tuition, buy a home, or start a business. The ultimate goal is not material advancement. Rather, it is to teach young people to manage money with informed confidence, not fear, and to learn how to plan for crises and long-term needs. That particular part of the plan, better financial literacy, inspired tech billionaire Michael Dell and his wife, Susan Dell, to put $6.25 billion into the initiative in order to reach children older than newborns, especially those in lower-income homes. We've seen what happens when a child gets even a small financial head start. Their world expands, Mr. Dell said in announcing his donation on Giving Tuesday. As children begin to understand that they have these accounts, that creates a real need for our schools, our parents, our community organizations to really begin to grow financial literacy in the country. The idea of tax-advantaged savings vehicles for children is not new. It has had mixed results in a few states and in other countries. But the scale of this federal program, estimated at $15 billion through 2034, is vast enough to give Americans less stress and more control over their financial futures, providing them a larger stake in the growth of the overall economy. If it works over time, each seed of $1,000 will bring a payback in safety and security. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Today's Christian Science Spiritual Perspective contributor shares how, when we're gratefully, humbly open to divine inspiration, blessings overflow. Find the full column at csmonitor.com/csperspective. Thanks to today's audio production team, Victoria Hoffman, Mackenzie Farkas, and Noel Flatt.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor, copyright 2025.